Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Bettendorf City Council has selected a new police chief to take over the department this spring. Council members approved hiring Lieutenant Doug Scott at their regular meeting last night. He'll replace Chief Keith Kimball, who's retiring in April after leading the force for 7 years. According to a city press release, Scott graduated from Muscatine High School in 1998 and served as a paramedic for the city's fire department. He joined the Bettendorf Police Department as a patrol officer in 2006. Minors would not be allowed to attend drag shows under a bill advancing in the Iowa House of Representatives. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu reports that adults could be charged with a Class D felony if they knowingly bring a minor to a drag performance.
The bill defines a drag show as a performance centered on someone who takes on a gender identity different from the one they were assigned at birth, using makeup, clothing, accessories, or other ways. Businesses could be fined $10,000 for every time they let a minor attend a drag show, and the bill would also give parents of the minor grounds to sue. Oliver Bardwell is a lobbyist with Iowans for Freedom and says the bill is necessary to protect kids.
Children are curious and trusting. They lack the maturity to process sexual content. Exposing them too early can have lifelong negative effects on their development.
During the meeting, protesters against the bill stood outside the room and chanted phrases such as drag is not a crime. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
Meanwhile, the Iowa Senate has passed legislation that would require schools to show students a fetal development video starting in fourth grade. According to the bill, it would have to be, quote, high-quality computer-generated rendering or animation or a real image that depicts the humanity of the unborn child, end quote. It also says schools must provide instruction related to human development inside the womb and show an ultrasound video of vital organs in early pregnancy. Republican Senator Kevin Alons of Salix says the bill represents an intersection between life and technology.
I just don't see any downside to presenting the humanity of life from conception on. I think it increases our respect for life and showing respect to everybody.
Most Democrats oppose the bill, saying it forces schools to present specific biased information to students. One Democrat, newly elected Senator Mike Zimmer, representing Clinton County and parts of Jackson and Scott County, joined all Republicans in voting for the bill. In Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker is set to deliver his annual State of the Budget address today. WBEZ's Alex Degman reports that Pritzker says that he does not want to raise taxes, but at least one budget expert thinks that he should.
Ralph Martiri heads the nonprofit Center for Tax and Budget Accountability. He says Illinois is structurally imbalanced. It doesn't generate enough revenue to consistently pay for its core services like education, healthcare, and public safety. That's despite personal and corporate income tax hikes within the last 10 years. Martiri hopes lawmakers consider expanding the sales tax base to include consumer services.
You wouldn't tax all services. You would just look at consumer services, things like haircuts, lawn care, bowling. Just doing that would generate $2.6 billion.
The governor's office in November predicted a multi-multi-billion-dollar deficit heading into the next fiscal year, but Pritzker has said he only wants to consider tax hikes as a last resort. I'm Alex Degman.
And I'm Joseph Leahy. This is WVIK News.